A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
Johnny Wrestling or Johnny Takeover, as my shirt says. And listen, I want you to listen. Like, we're at a ball right now. It's crazy. It's loud. It's hectic. We're in New York City. But I want you to listen to No Holds Barred Network.
Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the No Holds Barred Network with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host as always, the EVP of Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies, Tiffany, and I'm already getting mocked. Damn, I can't even go into the intro because I wasn't even paying attention to that. I was just seeing Ray making fun of me already with his fingers. Like, you do this on purpose.
I was doing a checklist.
You do this on purpose so you can finish the intro, and I really don't appreciate that. We're going to fight.
I didn't do anything. I'm just making a checklist. Like, okay, she said this one. She said this one. She didn't say my name, though. So what's up, everyone? This is the Law Ray Raimundo, and we are back with another edition of Under the Ropes, and we are live with a very, very, very special guest. You might have heard his voice over Synergy's great show and many other sports as well. It is Mike Falvo. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
I'm good.
I just wish Ray would stop screwing that. I can't even do an actual intro because he just wants to take over.
Well, I mean, the intro did take forever. I mean, you get more nicknames than Apollo Creed, so.
I know, I got to start chopping the names.
Mine's just one simple one. That's it. Like, I get to the point.
I feel like Heartbreak Chick has to be, like, cut off because, like, I don't even use it. It's either I'm known as EVP Eagles, or I'm known as Queen of the Indies. So, I don't know. We're going to have to start chopping, I guess. I don't know. Oh, my God. Anyway, guys, if this is your first time listening, we interview everything related to independent wrestling. So, wrestlers, promoters, referees, ring announcers, anything behind the scenes, we're going to get you all caught up so you can see who you should be following and a little bit behind their background as well. So, thank you, guys. Please like and share. Let's get some people in here. If you guys have questions, drop them in the chat, and I'll respond, and I'll read them out for Mike if you have any questions for him. So, yeah. Anything else, Ray, before?
No, we're good to go.
We're good to go.
Mike's ready?
Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready to do this?
I've been ready.
All right, let's do this.
I've been ready, but, you know, Tiffany took 15 minutes to read her nickname, so we've already burned off a good portion of the show.
Damn. All right, well, we'll give you...
Like, we have to chalk down, like, 10 more questions.
All right, Damn, 10! Oh, my goodness. But we'll give you a couple of extra minutes, okay? How about that?
So... Yes!
All right. So, actually, let's start it off, you know, with the simple question. People might not know you or, you know, they don't know the backstory, but how did you get into ring announcing?
Well, I got into ring announcing. I mean, everybody that works in this industry started off as a fan, whether, you know, you trained or you didn't train. You were a fan because that's how you wanted to get into the industry, and that's how I started. I actually trained as a wrestler in the UK. Ray and I were talking about this, you know, offline. I trained in the UK as a ring announcer, or not a ring announcer, but a wrestler. At the time I was in the military, so I moved around a lot, and some of the locations that I went to didn't necessarily have pro wrestling feds. Like, for example, I trained in England, so I trained under the British style of wrestling. From there, I went to training in Maryland. And then from Maryland, I went to a very small island off the coast of Portugal. Like, when I say small, I mean 18 miles east to west, 20 miles north to south. That's wow. how small it was.
Oh, wow.
They don't really have a pro wrestling fed there. So I took a lot of years off because of the military and constantly traveling around. But announcing was always in my blood. I had announced high school basketball, college basketball. I mean, I announced Portuguese basketball in English, which was fun.
Wow.
Which was fun. Especially, well, when you're announcing, you know, when you announce basketball games, you know, the referees will come up and they'll tell you, you know, foul on number three was a hold or whatever. And you make the announcement. Well, I get all the instructions in Portuguese and I'm trying to piece all these together. So I'm trying to decipher Portuguese, not knowing a lick of Portuguese, but it still worked out. When I came back and I was finally able to get back involved in wrestling, I was like, you know what? I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I can't really, I'll admit it. I couldn't hang with a lot of the guys today because there's some phenomenal athletes that get in the ring. And I was like, but I still want to be a part of wrestling. So I figured I'll harness my ability to announce in wrestling. And I'm lucky enough to be able to do that. So I got started as a ring announcer by actually announcing other sports and just merging my love, my two loves, announcing and pro wrestling.
That's awesome.
Awesome. That awesome. So I feel awesome. Like, again, like I always hear that the age thing. And I feel like if you have that ambition for it, there's something in wrestling for everyone.
No,
like I always say, like, definitely you'll find your niche somehow. If it's meant to be, it definitely is. So I'm glad you found yours and we're happy to have you. Like, again, this is why we wanted to especially have you on the pod because you're so entertaining. And we're going to find out a little more why that is. Like, I have some questions about that. Like, there's some things we want to see. But I do have this question. Like you mentioned earlier, you have announced for other things. So mm-hmm. I did some research as well. So from boxing to MMA to mainstream sports, as in basketball, football, and that, to wrestling, how can you compare the environments? How do they differ? And how are they similar when you're having to announce?
Well, when you're announcing, they're very similar in the fact that you have to keep the audience engaged, whether it is basketball or arena football or, you know, even baseball. You have to keep the audience engaged somehow. And this is where personality comes in. And trust me, there are a lot of ring announcers that I see have a ton of personality and they're fantastic at what they do. The differences are that each what's the best way I can put it? You know, like each sport is different, so they have a different style of announcing. Like basketball, you know, if you've ever been to a Knicks game, for example, or a Nets game, and you hear how they announce the starting lineups as opposed to the rest of the game, and the same thing with football and baseball. But pro wrestling, it's, you know, it's a show. You have to put on a show. So when you get in that ring, whether you're an announcer, a referee, you have to keep the crowd engaged. That is the key. Keeping the crowd engaged and keeping the show moving at a fast pace. But the differences are really, you know, sport to sport. When I announce arena football, you know, that's at the professional level. There are different requirements as opposed to if I announce, we'll say, a college lacrosse game. There's different requirements there from the NCAA as opposed to the Arena Football League. So it's really just a matter of getting used to all of them at pretty much at the same time.
Wow.
Well then.
It's a lot.
Well, yeah, there's a science to it. It's not just getting in a ring and, you know, just belting out names and weights and where they're from. And, you know, there's without getting too technical, there's a thought process behind it. And these are all things that as an announcer, I have to keep in the back of my mind during the event.
Understood. Yeah. Makes sense. So let's move on to our next question. When studying past ring mm-hmm. announcers, who would you say inspires you?
Oh man. Well, my number one inspiration, obviously, as far as pro wrestling goes, is Howard Finkel. I mean, there's nobody better, nobody more recognizable than Howard Finkel. But you look at other guys from other, feds, Gary Michael Capetta with WCW, you know, you have guys even in the Northeast and the independent level, guys like Rich Palladino, Dave Adams does a fantastic job, even Shane Fair. I love watching Shane Fair because he has his own style, his own what's the word I'm looking for? He has his own man. I know Shane's probably watching and he's probably laughing his ass off right now, but I've gone completely blank. You know, guys like Howard Finkel, even in boxing, Michael Buffer, the most recognizable ring announcer on the face of the planet. But there's a lot of other guys that I watch and I study. I study guys like Ray Velez, who does a great job. He does all Floyd Mayweather fights. Mark Fredo, who, if you've ever been to a New York City football club game at Yankee Stadium, you've heard Mark Fredo over the PA announcements.
Right.
He does Fight Night Live on Facebook. He does a lot of fights on ESPN. Jeremiah Gallegos, who does Golden Boy promotions for Oscar De La Hoya. Jimmy Lennon Jr. Even you go to the UFC, Bruce Buffer, Bellator, Michael C. Williams. There's another woman, she does Bellator fights, and she is phenomenal, and her name escapes me, and it drives me nuts. But if you get a chance, YouTuber, and she's just phenomenal. But I study all of these guys and they all inspire me. But my two biggest inspirations were Howard Finkel and Mean Gene. I mean, they were the ones that made me want to get into this industry as an announcer.
Wow. Those are some historic names right there. And especially if you're, I definitely say, guys, if you're listening to this and you ever wanted to get into it like that, do your research. Definitely study up. No matter what you want to be in wrestling, tape trading, studying, it's the best thing for it. You have to be able to see where we've gotten from. So that's definitely amazing. And you mentioned some great names even currently, like Rich Palladino. I think especially if you're in that Northeast area, like Rich is someone that, man, he's oof.
He's one of the best. You know, when I moved from Arizona here back to the capital, I'm originally from Utica. And I spent a year in Arizona after I got out of the military. I moved back and I decided I wanted to get into ring announcing. One of the first people that they said to look at was Rich Palladino. And I've looked at his work and he does fantastic work. And he's one of the ring announcers that I've looked at and I've studied. And I try to model myself after Rich and other announcers, but you know, it's important to develop your own style, develop your own, your own way of delivering your own delivery. That's what I was looking for. Develop your own delivery as an announcer.
Oh, exactly. And I feel like that's something, Dan, you have that. It's something different. And I feel like that's what keeps people entertained, because you have to be able to be something different. So it's not like, oh, I've seen this before, or what does that remind me of? Like, you want the influence, but you don't want to be carbon copy either.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
But let's keep it going. So when it comes to ring announcing, especially in wrestling, what does that mean for you to step into that ring?
It's a dream. I mean, I started watching wrestling when I was 8 years old. My father brought me to my first wrestling match based on a lie. My father lied to me, and that's how I got into wrestling. he came home from work one day and he told myself and my brother, he said, guys, finish up your homework. We're going to go get ice cream. All right, cool. So we get ice cream, we get in the car and we go, and we're driving past ice cream parlors left and right. And he's like, don't worry, I know a place. And we pull up to the Utica Auditorium. And we walk in, and it was back in the day when it was still okay to smoke indoors. So there was like this cigarette smoke haze over the ring and the lights. And that was my first exposure to wrestling. And, you know, that was when I truly decided I wanted to be a part of this business. And I completely lost my train of thought, Ray. I'm sorry.
It happens.
I'll use the excuse of just blame it on the bumps, brother.
Exactly. Exactly. I completely trailed off, and I apologize.
No, you're good.
It happens.
It does happen.
I get it. Like, the common theme of it is a dream, and I feel like that's what a lot of people have said, that it's like getting to, even if it's for a few minutes, just to step in there, it's something that as a kid we all wanted to do anyway.
Exactly.
So being able to live that, it's amazing. So
exactly. You know what I do every time I step in the ring is I just stop and I take it all in. You know, regardless if I'm in front of 50 people, 500 people, 5,000 people, or whatever, I stop for a minute and I just look around and I just feel that I'm so lucky to be in the position that I am to do two things that I love, is step into wrestling ring and announce wrestling matches.
And hear crazy people like us in the audience.
Wearing cabbages on t-shirts. I mean, what other industry do you get to go to work, get paid for, and watch people walk around with cabbage on their t-shirts?
I did not do that, so you can't look at me.
You're supposed to be part of the network, so it's like you're instantly supposed to be wearing cabbage shirts, okay?
But I support Charles Mason. I'm not going to support
the, I support the- Charles oh. Mason, too. That's why I have a cabbage on my shirt.
Well then, all right. We'll argue that another.
All time. Right, we'll have that argument at a later time. So actually, let's move on. It's funny because you did bring up our friend Shane Fair, and he actually had a couple of questions for you. So
he did.
He said, "Be it through friendship or just the fun of saying their particular info, who is your favorite indie talent to?"
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
Announce for you personally.
For me personally, I don't have, well, I mean, there are a couple of people that I've worked with that I try to make it, give a little extra for them, whether they be friends or what have you. As a matter of fact, there was a guy that used to wrestle here in the Capital Region. He went by the name of Sergeant Fury. Fantastic worker. He's since left wrestling to focus on family, which is great for him because, you know, it's family is important. Right. But I made it a point to try to get him to break character as he was coming down the aisle.
Oh, God.
And I would, every time I would announce him, I would announce his weight, but it would always come out as something different. Like, for example, one night I announced him as 225 pounds of pure sexy. 225 pounds of meatloaf and gravy. 225 pounds of spaghetti and meatballs. And it was always something different, and he never really knew what I was going to say. And my goal was to get him to break as he came down the aisle. And he would get in the ring, and he would say, "What the – did you say to me?"
Oh, my God, that's funny.
But I try to make it special for everybody. And it's not a specific person, but there's a group of people that I love announcing for, and that's people who are having their very first match in the business ever. You know, not folks that are debuting for a company or whatever, just folks that have never set foot in a wrestling ring in front of a crowd. I try to make it extra special for them because it's something they're going to always remember, whether they stay in the business or not.
Right.
You make it special for them because I remember my first match in England. I remember what the ring announcer wore, how he sounded. Just I try to make it special for them. You see him come out of the come from the back. They hear their music going, they see the crowd, and then they hear the ring announcer call their name, and just watching their face light up is, that's it for me. That's what does it for me. So the group that I love announcing for are folks that are making their pro wrestling debut, their first experience.
I love it. I like awesome. Breaking wrestlers awesome. In the ring, though. I love doing it. It happens all the time, especially at Synergy. Don't roll your eyes at me, Ray. Okay?
Oh, man.
You're getting fired. Anyway, let's move on to his second question. All right, so his second question is, what is your biggest pet peeve of other ring announcers?
My biggest pet peeve of other ring announcers? Oh, man. I have two of them.
Okay.
One of them is when a ring announcer is not prepared. As a veteran, military veteran, I always try to make sure that I'm prepared. I try to make sure I'm as professional as possible. Because when you really think about it, a ring announcer is the first person a crowd sees to start the show. Ring announcer and the referee, I take that back. So the ring announcer really kicks off the show, and they it's their job to warm the crowd up for the first match, whether they tell jokes or they just get everybody fired up. That is their job. They're there to keep the show flowing at a certain pace. And a ring announcer that's not prepared, A, it looks unprofessional on the ring announcer, and B, it looks unprofessional on the company. And you are a representative of the company, whether you're the regular ring announcer or not. That night, you represent that company. For example, last month when I worked Synergy, I had never worked Synergy before, but I made sure that I was ready. I made sure I was at the top of my game because that night I worked for Synergy. I was the face of Synergy. This last Saturday, for example, Shane was the face of Synergy, and he knocked it out of the park. He did a fantastic job. But not only that, it makes a ring announcer look bad if they come to work not ready to work. And that's my own personal, you know, two cents. Okay. Number two. Is we talked about this a few minutes ago, when a ring announcer tries too hard to sound like somebody else. That is something, you know, as a trained ring announcer, when I watch other shows, I listen for those things. I listen, I don't want to say I nitpick, but I listen for the little things. And I try to think of ways, okay, what could he have done different? How could he have announced this? How could he or she have done that? And the one thing that I notice, and audiences notice this too, is if a kid gets in the ring, a guy or a girl gets in the ring, and they're dressed to the nines, they look fantastic, they're ready to go, they get a microphone in their hand, and they immediately bust out their best Howard Finkel or their best Michael Buffer or Bruce Buffer. At that point, you are known as the Howard Finkel knockoff or the Michael Buffer knockoff. Right. The way that I combat that is I tell people, be the best version of you that you can be in the ring. Find out what works for you. You know, like we mentioned a few minutes ago, find a style, whether it is a Howard Finkel or a Jimmy Lennon Jr. or whoever. Find a style that works for you. Capitalize on it. Don't try to be somebody else. Be yourself.
I feel like that goes with a lot of things.
Those are my two biggest pet peeves.
It definitely goes for like a lot of things, even into the world of podcasting too. And it's, you know, everybody runs a podcast, and how do you kind of,
exactly,
you know, stand out? How do you make yourself different? So I feel like also that plays into like an everyday life as well. So
exactly.
But 100% true on that, because I totally get that. But
no, definitely. You're supposed to make sure you're able to stand out, because especially in a sport that's like, any day someone could take your job like that, make sure they have a reason to be like, no, he stood out. I want him.
Right.
Or,
you know, and I'm not sitting here, I'm not knocking anybody. Everybody that I've heard does a fantastic job, but you know, I've always believed in there's always room for improvement in one form or another. I mean, even me, I get out there when I do arena football games, I announce games in front of 10,000 people every Saturday night during the season. Basketball games, I always go back and I listen to the game, or I find spots even during wrestling or mixed martial arts. I'll go back and I'll listen and I'll say, that was terrible. That was terrible. I could have done it this way. I could have done it that way. But, you know, when somebody tries to sound like somebody else, it's not genuine. And you pick up on it. The audience picks up on it, too.
Right.
So I tell people, be the best version of yourself. Find out what works for you.
Yeah.
And then capitalize on it.
100% facts. Preach.
Facts. No lies detected.
No, none. Okay, so let's move forward.
Sure.
For those that might not be aware, could you tell the viewers at home a little bit about the International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame?
Yes, the International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. It is a fantastic organization. I'm a little biased. I run their social media. So if you see a bunch, if you are a member not a member of the Hall of Fame, but if you subscribe to them on Facebook or you follow them on Facebook, all the updates that you get are coming from my computer. The International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, like any other Hall of Fame, we are there to preserve the history of professional wrestling. We are a nonprofit organization. We take the history of professional wrestling from all over the world. Japan, England, Germany, Mexico, Canada, the United States, obviously. We preserve that history because it's a very interesting history. If you go back and you look at all the different organizations, titles, who wrestled who trained who, it's fascinating. But a lot of that history is fading away because it's not, people don't know. So that's why we're there. We're there to preserve the history of professional wrestling, and we're also there to educate folks on the business of professional wrestling. Everything back from the territory days of the NWA, even back further when professional wrestling was a mainstay at carnival shows. You know, we try to preserve that history and get the history out there so that folks know what is going on. We are there. We do not have a physical location yet. That's something we're working on. It's relatively new, came into existence over the last couple of years. And we were actually working on getting a physical location, and then the world got hit with the pandemic, and that threw a monkey wrench into, well, everything everywhere. So we're working on getting a physical location. We do have our inaugural class selected, but that's a secret. We're going to make that announcement in December. We're going to have more information coming out on that. So find the International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow us. You can get all that information. But not only that, we throw out interesting factoids about the world of professional wrestling. I mean, just today we talked about Harley Race and Giant Baba.
Wow.
Ooh.
So how
yeah, exactly. Ooh. that piqued Ray's interest.
Sorry, it does, because especially when I was doing research for this, I did look up the group, and I'm very – I still consider myself every day a student of the game. Yes. Like, I love looking up the classic stuff because, again, I respect where this originated from. I respect yes. watching all styles of it. So especially even when you were mentioning earlier of you training in the British style, that piques my interest because, to me, I respect every style of wrestling just because mm-hmm. it's how we reflect what we do now in independent yes. wrestling itself. So definitely, guys, if you're like me, you want to be a student of the game, but definitely see some stuff from the past and even that what reflects the future, you have to follow this group and definitely check them out. So I definitely
most definitely. And, you know, we have a lot of great things planned, and that's all going to come out later on down the road as we work towards our induction, which is going to take place in 2021. We're going to have more information coming out. Like I said, we're going to release our inaugural class, which consists of posthumous inductions of folks that have since passed away, but posthumous inductions from North America, internationally, and folks that are still with us here in North America, internationally. And we're going to honor everybody, regardless of their background, race, religion, creed, whatever. And we honor everybody like you guys do. You know, you're talking to a ring announcer right now. We're going to honor ring announcers, referees, promoters, bookers, producers, you name it. Anybody that had an impact in this business, we want them to be recognized because they deserve the recognition.
So how does one kind of get into this? Like, you know, do people, like, word of mouth? Like, do people send stuff? Like again, like, maybe, like, even like us, like right now, like we're talking to you, like there's fans out there that might not be aware of you, and this is how we're, you know, making notice into the world of independent wrestling. So how does that also come about with the Hall of Fame with you guys?
What you mean for just like anybody who wants to know about the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Or like how you like get in, you know, or just like information for it. So
sure. First thing you can do is look us up online, prowrestlinghall.org. That is our main website. You'll find out about the Hall of Fame. You can also find links to our Facebook. Find us on Facebook, the International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. We have a community group, which is a public group page, but we also have our business, a quote unquote business page, where you can find out more about the hall and all the great things we have going on. We also sell merch, hint, hint. we have sweatshirts, t-shirts, coffee cups, caps, hats, you name it, we got it. But the first thing I would say is check us out online, Google us at International Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame, and you can find all the basic information there. Follow us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. We might be on TikTok soon. I don't know yet. I'm gonna work that out. So we'll see.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. But it's a great opportunity to learn about the history of the business, you know, and find out some interesting facts about some of your favorite superstars from the past and present.
Cool.
That's awesome. Definitely check that out, guys, because, again, just from what I've been seeing, I definitely intrigued. And, again, you always want to look at the past because it makes you understand a lot more of what's going on today.
But I also love the fact that you are also doing kind of like even like current now, too. That might be like important, too, that people might find out as well. So that's pretty cool. So
yeah.
Definitely. It's all a good mix. Everything in wrestling is like that. It's always that cesspool of just a lot of just, it's like a melting pot basically of just
everything
in one. So you definitely
want. I mean, you know, and you find out that a lot of your favorite superstars, whether past or present, may have been influenced by somebody overseas. Like, you know, when you look at, you know, I never knew who Antonio Inoki's trainer was until I started doing research into the Hall of Fame and researching other topics. And, you know, you find out who these guys trained with, who they worked with. And it's like earlier today, we mentioned Harley Race and Giant Baba. I went down the YouTube rabbit hole for an hour and a half watching 6 or 7 different matches between those two. And each one of them was fascinating. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
Love it.
Definitely. And again, it's historical that, again, it's so intriguing to see, but also it makes you have those questions of, oh, okay, I wonder what this is. Oh, I can go here at International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go, guys. But let's keep it going. Let's go in here and start asking some more questions. So last time we got to see you, especially, was at Synergy's 3rd birthday party. Mm-hmm. And something that we definitely picked up on was just your energy. We definitely had an energy about you, a style of yours that I have to ask, though, how do you keep it the whole night? Because you went from match 1 to the main event, and it's like, even at the main, it was like you're still just ready to start again.
Like, a lot of Red Bull. A lot of Red Bull. Mix it up with a Monster, maybe a Bang Energy drink at halftime or during the intermission. But no, it's after when you've done this, you know, I hate to sound, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Not conceited, but when you've worked in as an announcer as long as I have, you know, you learn that you have to keep the energy going because it's all imperative on the crowd. You play to the crowd. I'll give you an example. When I do arena football games, I'm working in front of 10 to 12,000 people at the Times Union Center here in Albany. And you feed off of the energy of 12,000 people. And it's a phenomenal feeling. It's better than anything I've ever felt in my life. So you have to be able to feed off the energy. And that's one thing I love to do. But I love having fun with the crowd, too. You know, that's why, even at Synergy, ripping off a couple jokes here and there, you want to keep the crowd engaged, keep them awake.
Yeah.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com. A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
There's no worse feeling for an announcer than silence.
Yeah.
And anybody that's had a mic in their hand knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So you keep engaged and you have to keep that energy up because you're driving that train. And if the energy slows down, it reflects in the audience and it'll reflect in the show too. But I'm a talker. I'm Italian. I love to talk. You know, one of the things I always say is I've got a big mouth. I know how to use it. And it's true.
Ray, does that sound familiar? Me? My big mouth? My Italian side? My big mouth.
So really, it's just, I love feeding off the energy of the crowd. I love doing what I do. And I really hope it shows. And I'm glad that you guys are giving me such kind words. I just love the energy of being in the crowd, and I love what I do. And if you don't love what you do, it shows.
Oh, it's great. And like, even like Ray said, with us being at Synergy, even like this weekend and last month, it's so nice. And again, it's so important. All you guys, everybody, even the people in the back, it's so important, mm-hmm. because you guys all play a role in this. And
exactly.
And me just being a fan and having like a little bit of in when I do like some of the podcasting at these shows, and like I see all the hard work that goes into it, and I don't really think a lot of people really understand what goes into putting a show out like this.
And they don't, and it's unfortunate, because there's a lot of folks in the back, you know, that make the show happen. You know, there was something that I saw once upon a time, I think I saw a meme, and it had drawings of all the different jobs at a pro wrestling show. And the way I look at it, no job is more important than another.
Right.
Ring crew is vitally important, because obviously without them, you don't have a ring set up.
Of course.
But referees, video crew, security, folks working in the back, you know, whether cameramen, backstage interviewers, everybody plays a part. And it's important that they all get that recognition, because they are the faces you don't see that make the show happen.
Yeah, definitely. Very important. That's why we try to do it for you guys. Make sure like you also follow our indie talks on the No Holds Barred Network as well, because that we try to bring a lot of that to you guys out there with backstage stuff. So you can see like a little bit, get a little glimpse of what, you know, we see. I mean, I know Ray's in the business. I'm still a fan. I'm fortunate enough even our boy Colin West lets us do what we do. So, yeah, definitely go out and support. But yeah, let's move forward a little bit.
Sure.
So for people, again, that might not be, you know, known to you, what promotions have you worked for?
I have worked for a promotion here in the Capital Region called The Dynasty. They were really the ones that brought me back into the business. If you haven't heard of them, it's a fantastic group. They actually have apps on Roku and Amazon Fire. They just got Amazon Fire up and running. If you're not familiar with any of their matches, check them out. There's a lot of great matches. They've worked with folks like Bobby Lashley, Bobby Fish. They recently had, not too long ago, Muhammad Hassan. There's a name you haven't heard in a while. He made his return to pro wrestling after 13 years at a Dynasty show in Amsterdam, New York, in front of 75 people.
Wow.
And it was covered worldwide. I was fortunate enough to ring announce that match. But check them out. I've worked for the Dynasty. I've worked for Immortal Championship Wrestling, which is also here in the Capital Region. You can also check them out online. I've worked for New York Championship Wrestling for a while. They're based out of Utica, New York. I've worked for, obviously Synergy. Big thank you to Colin West for giving me the opportunity to come down and work with Synergy. It was an amazing time, and I really hope I can get back there soon. I worked for World of Hurt Wrestling, which is up here in Whitehall, New York, about 45 minutes here from Albany. Great group of people there. And I've worked for all of them, but I've also worked, like you said, mixed martial arts. I worked for Cage Wars, which is based out of here in Albany. Big shout out to my Cage Wars family. I've done the majority of my shows with them. I'm actually going on, this April will be 4 years? 4 years with Cage Wars. Check them out, cagewarsny.com. If you're into amateur mixed martial arts, definitely check them out. Like I mentioned, arena football. I was the PA announcer for the Albany Empire, Arena Bowl 32 champion, Albany Empire, I must say. I've actually got a nice big fat championship ring sitting on my desk right over there. But I've also, you know, professional basketball, college basketball, the list goes on. College lacrosse, which I did for the first time this year.
Oh, cool.
Very interesting. So
that's cool. That's cool. Well, so a little bit of everything. I mean, I don't
a
know.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, because I don't, you know, we've had Shane Fair on the mm-hmm. network as well. We've done Under the Ropes with him as well. So, mm-hmm. and there's so many people out there. So, like, it's just really timing, guys. We're trying to get as many people as we can on the No Holds Barred network. But it's kind of, you know, it's intriguing that it's not just wrestling for you, which is great, which is very interesting. So, great story.
I try to share the love. I mean, really, that's the best thing I can do. And really, another piece of advice I have for any of the announcers out there watching, you know, spread your wings, try different sports, try different things. Who knows? You know, you may fall in love with announcing lacrosse, or you may fall in love with calling soccer games. I mean, I've called college soccer games, too. You know, football, try everything. But not only that, it gives you an opportunity to hone your craft, to hone your skills as an announcer. So I would tell everybody, try as much as you can. Don't just pigeonhole yourself to wrestling. Try everything as much as possible.
Definitely. Get that experience. I feel like that's also the best thing, that just being able to be vocal like that, test it out in other waters just to see what fits. Because you never know, maybe something here would be like, oh, I could use that in the back in the ring, or I could use this here. Like, it's always worth it to get that experience out there.
And, you know, I'm going to throw this in, too. All of that experience that I listed actually gave me an audition for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
It was last Thanksgiving. I had to fly to Atlanta to do the audition. And as I'm taking off, the plane broke. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, scary.
As we were taking off, my audition was at 9. I'm in the air at 6 a.m. to be to Atlanta and be able to get to the facility and do the audition. And I hear 5 loud bangs come from the engine. And I'm like, this is how I die, going to audition for the Harlem Globetrotters. Turned the plane around. We had to come back to Albany, and they ended up sending another plane. I didn't get to Atlanta until 4 in the afternoon. Obviously, I didn't get selected. Which, I don't know, with the pandemic hitting, maybe was a blessing in disguise, but it was still an amazing opportunity. Wow. And, you know, a little feather I can put in my cap that I was a finalist for the audit for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Wow. Love them. Again, if it's meant to be, I guess it's one of those things that it would.
Exactly. Everything happens for a reason. Firm believer of that here. Conrad's in her chat. He said, impressive resume. And our boy Brian said,
thank you.
Good stuff right here. So
thank you. I can't see the chat, so I'm going off of what you say. Well, I know these guys could probably be like, fuck that guy.
They're saying bad things about you. They're saying bad things. Wait, delete. I knew it.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
But let us keep going. So,
and by the way, I apologize for dropping the F-bomb.
Oh, you're good. You can curse. Hello, like New York City girl. Like, I drop bombs like crazy.
Yeah, now you tell me.
I forgot. I usually tell people this before we live stream. We're good. So if you want to curse, go for it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Feel
it's
free.
Fine.
I curse like a sailor. But anyway, go ahead, Ray.
So usually for wrestlers, I ask what would be their dream opponent. But for you in the ring announcing style, who would be that dream to be able to ring announce for? Who would be that one person that you would say coming to the ring?
Undertaker. No question.
Ooh, wow.
No question. And, you know, it sounds so cliched, but I remember growing up and I've seen The Undertaker live many times. And every time I see his entrance, regardless if I was, you know, 12 years old in Utica or 42 years old, 43 years old, I'm aging myself, on WrestleMania, every time I see it, it's just chills. That is the one person that I would give anything to call a match for.
Well, then, cool. there you go. Wow. And that's right there. I feel like that you need a presence. You need that style for.
Yeah.
I feel like you could do it. You have something that it wouldn't just be like, I feel like even to say, even in the WWE, their style, I think the only person I've seen so far was Tony Chimmel, that when you hear him announce The Undertaker, it's like, okay, it matched his presence.
Mm-hmm.
like, especially for how historic he is. But
yeah,
that would be awesome. That would be amazing to see.
Ray, you should do like a collab. So like when you do your WWE 2K, and then you could have him like ring announce, and like you could do some like clippings and stuff like that.
Hey man, have your people call my people.
See?
We'll set it up, dude.
There you go. You should do something like that with like some voice. So okay, we're gonna talk about this offline. Anyway, let's move on, because I'm getting all these like thoughts in my head, and it's like not even on the No Holds Barred Network. But I'm just saying, like,
I think the show's gone off the rails.
Yeah, we always go. That's how we usually roll around here. That's what makes best content here. So
this train is already off the rails. Let's just keep barreling towards whatever.
So how's your day? No. Okay, so what's been the best independent crowd that you've worked for?
Oh, man. The best independent crowd I've worked for, all of them. I honestly can't sit back and say that one crowd was better than another. I mean, I just love being in front of a crowd. So to me, every crowd is just a great crowd to be in front of. Oh, man. See, but if I had to pick one crowd, honestly, and I'm not just saying this, it had to be Synergies. I mean, the energy in that place was so much fun. It was just genuine fun. And that's what I tried to do all night. I, you know, with the making jokes and everything, it was just a good, relaxed crowd to be in front of. I mean, I've been in front of crowds where there hasn't been much interaction, and I'm really trying to keep the energy going. And I've been in front of crowds where the energy was just too high and it was really effortless for me to do what I do. But the Synergy crowd, it was just a great group of folks to be in front of. It was just genuinely fun. The energy was at that perfect level where everybody was having a good time. It wasn't too crazy. It wasn't too quiet.
That's because you missed this show. You missed this show. We were getting yelled at by Colin.
How is that different from any other show, though?
It's true.
I feel like we're guilty in that Wheeler Yuta Matt Magnus match.
But
it just took over that match. It's like, wow.
I think what made it worse is it wasn't even me and Ray and April. It was the people behind us and the people to the left of us. Like, everybody was like wilding out, and somehow we got blamed for it. He was like, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves. I'm like, oh, okay. And then he came and sat with us like we needed a babysitter. Like, I'm older than everybody over there, yet I'm probably the one that needs the most babysitting out of everybody.
Look, when the guy that runs the company comes over and sits next to you and it's not for fun, you know something's wrong.
But the funny thing was, it was right next to me, so I'm like, okay, best behavior.
Okay, so
time.
He was
like,
babysitting you. He wasn't babysitting me. He was babysitting you. No, but he was saying that it was such a special match. That's why he came and sat, because it really was like a great match to be at.
It was a fantastic match. Wheeler and Matt put on a great match.
They really did. Really did. I like the fact that like Colin came and sit with us. We've had wrestlers come and sit with us and watch matches. Like, it's an experience, and this is why I preach independent wrestling hardcore to everybody, because everybody should go experience it. Synergy's only at what, 25% capacity, and even now, like with Black Friday coming up, guys, make sure to go get your tickets for that show. It is almost sold out, I'm pretty sure, because I know I talked to Colin earlier and like tickets had gone. So
yeah,
definitely
I saw his Facebook post earlier about tickets just flying out the door. So get them now.
Yes, definitely. So Ray, go ahead. Lead us to our next question. We're going off the rails. We're going off the rails. Like,
hey, we're just taking all roads here, but let's keep going. It was hard to phrase this question, but I want to see from, especially an announcer's standpoint, usually wrestlers have their little caveats that they want. Like back in the day when you had the Ultimate Warrior, it was from parts unknown.
Yes.
As a ring announcer, what's been like the weirdest caveat they've given you? That little note that it's like, you have to say this with my name. It's not just I'm da 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 from this or this. Just what was that weirdest little note that they were like, make sure you announce this?
MV Young.
No question. I had a feeling. Well,
usually, I mean, everybody that I've worked with, I haven't worked with anybody that's been like really like, you have to say it this, you have to say this, you have to say that. Usually I'll get with the talent before the show, before doors open, and I'll say, is there anything I need to know? anything you want me to say, so on and so on. And when I got to Synergy, I met with MV Young beforehand. I said, hey, look, man, is there anything different you want me to say than what I had on the card? And we've all heard his intro. And he looked at it. He goes, no, man, just do your thing. And I was looked at it, and I was like, oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be real good. But no, I haven't really had anybody aside from MV Young that's been like completely off the wall. I mean, you work in professional wrestling, you expect some weird shit.
Yeah. Right,
it's going to be just, I like to say interesting. It's going to be interesting. So you kind of expect it.
Oh, definitely.
I like it. Do you have any preparation before you go out there and do your thing?
I do. I mean, I don't, I'm not like the wrestlers, they have their own way of getting ready. You know, they mentally get ready, listen to music or what have you. Me, I'm always making sure that my stuff is ready to go. I'm always making sure that I have everything in the right order, that I've got the right match lineup, that I've got names right. And I still messed up Eric Corvus's intro at Synergy. And it still bugs me to this day. But I make sure that I've got everybody's intro ready to go. I make sure I've got all their information ready to go. And I get into my own zone before I go through that curtain.
Well then. I have a little, just because you mentioned that, I had a little bonus question in my head now. Have you had to call an audible in there when maybe something was missing from a card or just something like was misplaced that you had to just go with it?
Oh, many times. More so. Well, I say this more so when I do mixed martial arts fights. Not so much wrestling, because wrestlers are pretty easygoing folks. You know, when unless you blatantly screw up their name, then that's a whole different story. I've never had that happen before, thank God. But mixed martial arts, you know, you get in the cage and you have to make sure you've got their weight correct, their height correct, which gym they fight for, where they're from, their name, their nickname. And there have been times when I'll get in the cage and I'll have their name written on a card, but for some reason something spaces out, and I'll just grab them before the fight. I say, take a look at that. Is there anything different? And they're like, nope, just go with it. And it's like, all right, fine, go ahead. But there was one instance, and this was not my fault, I will say this. The judges in the fight wrote down the wrong fighter as the winner. It went to a decision. They wrote down the name of the wrong fighter. And I even said to the referee, I said, does this look right to you based on what you saw? And he looks at it. He said, nope.
Oh, wow.
So I had to give it back to the judges. I said, are you sure about this? And they looked at it and they rewrote it. Meanwhile, the referee is standing behind me with the two fighters ready to raise a hand. The crowd is getting irritated. You know, to use the phrase, the natives were getting restless. They've had a few drinks. It was about an hour and a half into the show. So I'm sitting there taking more time and I'm like, this does not look right to me. I need clarification on this before I blurt this out to the world. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be Steve Harvey. I don't. So the judges went back and they made the correction, and some folks were angry that it was taking too long, but I would rather take an extra minute,
of course,
to be right.
Yeah. Than to say the wrong thing.
Than spend the rest of my career being wrong.
Yeah. Understood.
Well, wow. I'm sorry. That little
thing good.
That just broke me.
I'm not announcing Miss Columbia. I'm not doing it.
We're gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Let me check the question before I read the wrong.
Yeah,
question.
There. Let me check that question for you, Ray.
Okay. So, if there was one person you could ring announce again for, who would it be?
Oh man, I don't know. That's a good question. That is a very good question.
Got to keep you on your toes.
Definitely.
You know what? I would have to say Richard Holiday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Most
marketable man in wrestling. Richard and I worked a couple of shows a couple of years ago. And I thought we had a good chemistry in the ring. You know, we worked well together. I did an in-ring interview with him. And just, I felt the interview went great. You know, I can't speak for Richard, you know, but I felt the interview went great, and I would love to work with him again at some point in the future. But that is a really good question. I don't know. Aside from Richard Holiday, I don't know.
Then I guess
he's going to be thinking about
it.
You know what's going to happen, right? Like, we're going to go off air, and then you're going to be like, shit, I thought about it. Like, so then you're going to have to like post it, and then like we'll share it and retweet it and all that stuff too. Our friend Cody's
just going to be sitting on the couch and just blurt out a name.
Like, shit, I'm not live anymore. Our friend Cody's in the chat. He said, a true pro right here. Love some Mike. So
who's Cody? I don't know a Cody. Who's Cody?
Cody goes to Synergy.
I don't know a Cody. Is it Cody Jenny?
Yes.
I have no idea who he is. Tell him, I know he's listening. Tell him Heel Falvo says hi.
There you go. So he'll hear you.
No, Cody's a great guy. Cody's an amazing commentator, too. If any company is looking for a commentator, call Cody. He's a fantastic commentator. And he's I'm serious. He is. Wow.
I'm laughing because he wrote, "Don't you turn heel on me."
Oh, I could cut a promo, but I'm not going to.
Do it. Do it. The podcast.
No. It has to deal with shadow puppets and cocaine. Let's just not go there.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
No. That's a different story.
And that's
different
when
time.
We get our strike. No.
Just to clarify for all the folks watching, I have never done cocaine in my life. That is a truth. That is a fact. It's a long story. I'll have to tell you sometime later. But no, getting back to what I was saying, Cody's a great commentator. He's very experienced, very well versed in the business. Anybody would be. I mean, he's an amazing talent, and any company would be better off having him. That's what I was trying to say. And he says, Cody, I expect payment sometime soon.
Oh, he said, Heel Falvo, don't give a fuck.
he's right. I don't. I really don't.
I like it. I like when people don't give a fuck. Okay. So what's been the most memorable piece of advice someone's given you in the business?
Oh, the most memorable piece of advice someone has given me in the business. Really, the most memorable piece of advice has been something that I've shared with you guys tonight. Just be yourself and have fun. That's what this business is all about. It's about having fun. I mean, what other business do you get to bounce off ropes in a pair of tights and people cheer for it? Honestly, I mean, and I'm not being, you know, yes, I'm joking, but in the same sense, this is an amazing business to be a part of. And if you're a part of it, you're lucky in one form or another. Just be yourself, have fun, and enjoy it. That's the best piece of advice I've ever been given. And I do that every time I step through the ropes. I be myself. I have fun. I enjoy it. Because if you don't enjoy it, then what are you even doing in this business? Honestly.
All right. There's awesome, too much negativity. Awesome. We're all about the positivity around here. Love wrestling.
All about the love.
Just love it. If you don't like it, go find something else.
Exactly.
It's just my whole deal.
Definitely. But unfortunately, we are winding down here. We're down to our final two questions. So for the final one of mine for the night, I always like to ask this question. What is the end goal for Mike Falvo? What would you like your legacy to be?
My legacy? That is a good question. I mean, my ultimate dream, my ultimate goal, I mean, as anybody that gets into this business, is main event of WrestleMania. Honestly, I mean, I'm not going to hold it back. I'm not going to lie. I know everybody has their opinions on that company in Connecticut. But that is ultimately my goal, is to be center ring main event WrestleMania. But my end game is just to get through my career as an announcer and be able to sit back and say, and not have any regrets, and say, you know what? I loved what I did. I had fun. I enjoyed it, and have a few stories to tell, you know, my kids or my grandkids at one, you know, some point down the road. And really to work with as much talent as I can, whether it be a big name or even in the indie world, just to work with as many people as possible and make as many friends as I can.
Aww.
Awesome.
I like it. I like it. I know you touched base before a little bit about it, but sometimes, you know, like people always like will ask questions. So we're going to leave it with, mm-hmm. Can you give a piece of advice for an inspiring ring announcer?
An aspiring ring announcer, of course. You know, I said it many times tonight. Be yourself. Have fun. And just enjoy every moment of it, because you never know when it could end. Find a style that works for you, something that accentuates who you are. Take your personality, turn it to 11. And I'm blurting out cliches here, but it's true. You know, don't be somebody else. Don't be the next whoever. Be the first you. That is the best piece of advice I can give a young ring announcer.
I love it. Awesome. I love it. Awesome. I absolutely love it. So when you actually, it's not really the last question. The last question really is.
See, you lied to me.
See, I did.
You lied to me.
I did too, because I looked at Ray and I thought of a question. So.
God, amateur.
When you come back to Synergy, are you going to chop Ray?
Dude, I got a good one for you. Oh, yeah. I got a great one for you. I didn't get a chance to chop you at third anniversary, so I got to make up for it.
Yes, you do. You do. It's funny because Shane Fair actually chopped him at this past show. So
we gave Shane twice.
We did, because he wasn't happy with his first chop, and he was like, that was bad. And then we're like, you can do it again. And then he did it again. And then he actually hugged Ray. So that was nice.
Aw.
See, Ray, at least he hit you and then he hugged you.
Maybe it's somewhat better. It's,
maybe
it's...
something better. Okay, I don't know. So, but...
Oh, man.
So tell everybody at home where they can find you.
You can find me, across social media at Mike A. Falvo. I'm on, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I am on TikTok, Mike A. Falvo 1. I've only got like 9 followers. So as many follows as I can.
Yay.
You can find the International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame at prowrestlinghall.org or at IPWHF. I had to remember that. I get my letters mixed up sometimes. But find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. But you can find me at Mike A. Falvo across all social media.
All the links are in the description below, guys. And April actually said in the chat, Mike needs to join the Muff Cabbage crew.
Ooh.
Join us. Be one of us.
That sounded kind of creepy, but I'm intrigued.
I wouldn't join Mike, because if you saw what Charles Mason does with a steel chair... I don't think he, you want to piss off the billionaire playboy.
He ain't doing nothing. He hasn't done squat, okay? Except yell at me. I ain't scared, okay? I'm not scared of him, okay? Join the movement, guys. Join the Muff Cabbage crew.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Like it.
Again, what a great time. This is a pleasure. Thank you again, Mike, for joining us. This was entertaining and just hilarious to be able to talk to you for a little bit.
Of course, anytime.
And we're glad to know a little bit more about your story, your background. Guys, go give some love. Go give a follow. Make sure you also like, share, and subscribe to us. And
also, if I could, before we go.
Of course.
Get online and follow some of these ring announcers. Give them the love, too. You know, I love to share the love. Guys like Shane Fair, David Adams. Ryan Peterson, I forgot to mention earlier, and I'm sorry, Ryan. He's a great guy, fantastic ring announcer. Ryan Peterson, Matt DeCourt is another guy up here in the Northeast. He does a lot of work with Test of Strength Wrestling in Connecticut, PAPW down in Connecticut. Follow a lot of these ring announcers. They're great, very hardworking folks. Also, follow as many of these small independent companies that you can. They need all the support you can get. Support independent wrestling. Absolutely. They are the lifeblood of this industry. Absolutely. So just make sure you follow them and show them the love.
Cody joined the Muff Cabbage crew. I like it. He said hashtag Muff Cabbage. Yes. Yes, it's growing. It's growing.
You know what? I'm going to have words with Cody, because that was actually a heartwarming moment. And he had to come and fuck it up. amateurs.
One of us.
Oh, jeez.
I love all you guys. You guys are the best. I appreciate all every single one of you. So, but yes, guys, support independent wrestling. Come on. It's all starts from here. Your favorite ring announcers, your favorite wrestlers, etc. Go on to mainstream. So there is a reason why we support the indie scene.
We all start somewhere.
Exactly. And also, guys, I also have a code for you guys with PowerSlam TV. You can use the code NOHOLDSFREE to enjoy 1 month free trial. You get some wrestling on there. So a lot of great promotions, a lot of great independent wrestling on there as well. So please go check it out and go watch some wrestling. So, but...
Awesome.
I think that's going to wrap us up, guys. So again, make sure you hit the like button, smack the subscribe, hit the little bell and all that fun stuff, share it, let's get some peeps. And so I'm your host.
I don't know where it is, but I'm pointing.
Yes, somewhere. Over here.
I just point down
that away.
I think it's down now.
Yes, this way.
Did I get it right? Okay,
yeah, this away. So guys, make sure you smack it. Anyway, guys, we'll talk. Thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
There's something you owe me. Give it back to me. Enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com. A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com.